I'm Tammy Bartholomew, and I've just recently retired as an ag teacher and FFA advisor. And I'm currently going to be teaching dual credit college courses 2 hours a day through Drexel High School. And I'm also going to be the information and education specialist for Seba Brothers Farms. And that's going to be also a part-time employment.
Awesome. So you are this year's recipient of the Missouri Women in Agriculture Award. How are you taking this?
Well, it's very humbling, almost embarrassing, because I know that there are so many more deserving women out there. I've got so many friends that work full-time with their husbands on the farm, and that's their complete livelihood, and they're much more deserving, and they just probably were so busy not even have time to apply. And so it's those women that really should be honored instead of me. But I'm very proud to represent Missouri State Fair, and it's been a big part of our family's life for a long time.
That's right. You recently retired from a long, successful career in ag education. So is this the topper on your retirement?
It's pretty sweet. Actually, yesterday was the banquet at the Missouri Vocational Ag Teachers Association conference, or the MOACT conference, and that is where they had the retirement recognized. And so it was all this news released, and our retirement recognition all came out the same day. So that was pretty cool.
Monsanto donates $1,000 to an organization of the winner's choice, and you chose the Missouri FFA Leadership Fund. Why?
Well, 3 years ago, and this was developed shortly after Terry Hyman, who was our state director and state FFA advisor, retired, they started the HIMAX Academy. And it was an academy that was established for freshman students that just finished their freshman year. They were going to take the top 100 applicants in the state, and they go down to Camp Rising Sun, and they train those young people in agricultural advocacy, and they teach them about the importance of how to use social media and how to really advocate for agriculture. And I've been a part of that program as a chaperone, and this year was privileged enough to be one of the presenters this year. But it is such a tremendous program. I have never seen something that would change kids so quickly in just a short period of time. It's just done over a weekend. But really, we have high caliber people coming in, training those young people, and it is just a fabulous program. And that is sponsored by the Leadership Fund. And so that's where I really thought the money could be best used for. They really work hard to keep a tight budget, and it is money well spent. And so I really, to be quite honest, was why I applied. It was when I saw that Monsanto was doing that, I thought maybe there would be some way that if I was fortunate enough to be recognized, that I would be able to donate that money to that fund.
Why is this award important in recognizing women in agriculture here in Missouri?
For as long as I can remember, women have been a very vital role in agriculture, and I don't mean that in the way that we are equals, but women have always been partners with their husbands. They have been, they've been raised on the farm and worked with their brothers. My mother milked cows every morning before she went to school with her brothers. So women have always played a very important role in agriculture. When I was teaching ag, I really never wanted to stand out as being one of the few women ag teachers, which at the time when I first started I was, but that wasn't the whole purpose or plan. It was just because agriculture was such an important part of my life. It was the way that I could connect with my dad and raise cattle with him, and it was just something that I can't explain. I just loved it from my core, and so to be able to be a part of this industry for the last 30 years here in Missouri has just been truly, truly tremendous. But like I said, I've had the opportunity to do so many things, but it is really the women that are truly partners with their husbands on the farm that those are the ones that I really admire.
Absolutely. Now, this award revolves around the Missouri State Fair, and you're recognized at the fair at a banquet, and you get to be in the parade. So obviously you're headed to the fair. Are you going there other days for any other reasons?
My youngest daughter just recently, she's too old to show anymore, but I am going to go help a couple of young people with their animals. I just want to go to visit. We've always raised Angus, and so the individuals in the Angus industry are very close to us and just a very important part of our life. So we want to use that opportunity at the fair just to go reconnect with them. And you know, we've showed steers for years, so we'd like to be able to go watch that and see those people as well. So yeah, there'll be other days that I'm sure that we'll be over there, not as exhibitors, but certainly as spectators and just getting ourselves reacquainted with old friends.
What is your favorite part of the Missouri State Fair?
I would say it definitely has to be the people. I mean, that's what makes up the fair. It's the kids with their shows, their livestock, and it's all the activities that are going on. That without people, you really don't have a fair. So it's really that, and it's just the hub. It's the one place where all over the state people come, and it's a time to educate. You know, I see people that come through and they want to pet the animals, and it's an opportunity to really educate them about the ag industry and our food supply. And in today's time, that is even more critical, is letting people know that we do this out of passion, and we do it because we believe in what we're doing, and we are doing it safely and as efficiently as we possibly can.
Do you see any major challenges for agriculture or for specifically women in agriculture, either one?
Well, as far as challenges in agriculture, I think Amendment 1 is just definitely showing us that that's just the start. Well, actually, Prop B was the start, and it just seems like I have trouble understanding what people would so viciously keep attacking their own food supply, when we're working as hard as we can to provide safe and affordable food. And so I think that's just going to continue to be a challenge. And that doesn't mean that there's not room for organic farming. That's a niche market if people can afford to do that and be able to be small producers, I think that's fabulous. But that doesn't take care of the bigger picture. And so it just definitely provides options for people. But to try to close down one industry to support another doesn't make sense. We need to be all on the same page, all factors in agriculture. And I think Missouri Farmers Care has done a tremendous job doing that. Is bringing all commodity groups together to advocate for what we truly believe in. So when we come to agriculture, when we're looking at agriculture, that's the one issue that I see today. And with women, we've got so many opportunities, and I don't see there being a lot of stumbling blocks for any women. If they're determined and are well-equipped to do the job, they're going to be successful.
I think that's all the questions I have for you. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I just want to say that it is a privilege to be able to represent the women of agriculture in this state and be able to do that through the Missouri State Fair. And it's just it's an honor and it's a privilege. And I also really appreciate Monsanto for what they're doing. And because of that, I'm very excited to be able to make that donation to the Missouri FFA Leadership Fund.
Congratulations on your award. And thank you for taking the time to talk to me today, Tammy.
You bet. Shannon, I appreciate it very much.